So today we're going to, Be'ez Hashem, these are the last two shiurim, today and tomorrow. So today we're going to do Simin Taf Beis, Dinei Shmua Krova Urechoka, and then tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, Simin Taf Gimel, which is going to be Dinei Hamalakit Atzama. So let's begin. The Dinim of Shmua Krova and Urechoka are based on a Braisa and Daf Chafa Medalef in Maseches Moed Katan, where the Braisa tells us that a Shmua Krova, which is defined as finding out about the death of the person within 30 days of when they actually died, is Nohege Shiva Ushloshim. You observe the regular Shiva and the Shloshim. So someone finds out that the relative died 2 weeks after they died, they still sit Shiva, a full Shiva, they still observe a full Shloshim, starting from when they find out. The Rush in Simon Chavtes says that they are Noeg Havra'a and Kol Dine Avelus, just like Yom Kvura, meaning all the regular Dinim, it's the same as finding out right then when the person died. This is just a couple of weeks delayed, but all the regular Dinim. The Rambam, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, says, Klol Shel Davar, Yom Shmuaso HaKrova Ki Yom HaKvura. It makes it very clear. There's no difference between being there at the Kvura or finding out at the Yom HaKvura and finding out within 30 days. There is a Machlokes, Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, what about a Shmur Rechoka? What about if you find out more than 30 days after the death of the person? Are you misabel shivu shloshim, or you're only misabel yom echad? We paskin like Rabbi Akiva, because halacha k'divrei mekel ba'avel, and therefore yom echad, one day of avelus, is enough when it comes to a shmua rechoka. So that's the basis. That's just the basic rule. Shmua krov is the same as yom akvura. Shmua rechoka only yom echad, because we paskin halacha k'divrei mekel, like the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. The question is, that Achronim discuss, is when do we count the 30 days from? Meaning, what if a person dies on, let's say, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, and they're buried on Beis or Gimel Tammuz? Do we count the 30 days from the Yom HaMisa, or do we count from the Yom HaKvura? And for this, there are three sheetos in the Achronim. The Shach and Sifkat and Hay quotes from the Bach and the Drisha in the name of the Marshal. As we mentioned the other day, Drish is the Talmud of the Marshal, that they count Miyom HaMisa, not Miyom HaKvura, if the Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKvura were not the same day. And that's what the Taz and Sivkat and Vav writes, and the Chacham Sadam and Klal Kufay and Al Siv Vav, and the Elia Rabba and Orachayim Sim Tavkuf Memchas, and the Prima Gadim as well, that there's such a Shita, that you count from the Yom HaMisa, not from the Yom HaKvura. So if you're 30 days past the Yom HaMisa, but not yet 30 days past the Yom HaKvura, a Givaldika Kula, you can count only, you can be misabel for only one day instead of all Shiva, instead of having a regular Shiva and Shloshim. The Shach, the Nekudas HaKesef, says that he doesn't think that the Bach is correct, and it's Tzarchim, because the Marshal derived his Shita from Rabbeinu Yeruchim. But if you look in Rabbeinu Yeruchim, you look at the Lashon of Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Rabbeinu Yeruchim writes, and we quote, says the Nekudas HaKesef, in his Siv Chav Ches, Shmua Rechoka Nikres, Sheshama Shemes Lomes, Vishama Achar Shloshim Yom, Likvu Raso. It's Beferish from Ben Yeruchim, that it's Miyom HaKvura, not Miyom HaMisa. So Chachma Sadam is Miyashiv, that's talking about Mistama, that the Yom HaMisa and the Yom HaKvura is the same day. So he says, Mikvu Raso. Okay, you know, there's a Rishon talking. This isn't, you know, Stam, someone having a conversation. This is, it's hard not to make that kind of diuk in a Rishon. Dagum Ravava also says that he found in Chuvas Marivayil that he paskins Bepshitus, that it's Miyom Kvura and not Miyom HaMisa. And the Geshra Chaim says, if someone wants to be Mekel, Kedei Rishona, Yeshal Milismoch. But we do have this second day that seems to be the majority opinion, that it's Miyom HaKvura, not Miyom HaMisa. So if he finds out more than 30 days after the Yom HaMisa, less than 30 days after the Yom HaKvura, he still has to observe a full Shiva Ushloshim. There is a third Shita. The To'afos Re'em in Simen Nun Zayin is quoted by the Pnei Baruch over here in Simen Chavav, footnote Ches, that you count Miyom HaKvura, but you say Mitzvah Yom Kukulo on the Yom Shloshim Yom HaKvura. I mean, we're going to have a discussion soon, very soon, Be'ezras Hashem. What happens if you find out on day 30? Right? Do you say Mixiyom Kekulo and 30 days have already passed because Mixiyom Kekulo? Or do you say, no, until 30 days are over, then you don't, then it's still a Shmua Krova. So the Tofas Reim wants the Taina that if it's on day 30 from the Yom HaKvura, but more than 30 days from the Yom HaMisa, then for sure you can count it as a Shmur Rechoka. Why? So the Hesber is, because really we should count from the Yom HaMisa. What's the Svara to count Yom HaKvura? Because there are some relatives that were probably there at the Kvura. And for those relatives, their Shloshim goes until 30 days from the Kvura. Oh, but vis-a-vis their Shloshim, Kuli Alma Lo Pligi, Miktsas Yom Kekulo. Meaning, really the halacha should be as far as Shmua goes, as far as Shmua Krova, Shmua Ruchoka, it should be Yom HaMisa. The only svara to say you go with Yom HaKvura is because you should be Nigra Racher the Avelim. That the Avelim that were there, the Avelim that got to be present at the Kvura, so for them, they're going to have Shloshim from the Kvura. So your Cheshbin of Shmua Krova and Shmua Ruchoka should follow their Cheshbin of Shloshim. Oh, but if it's going to follow their Cheshbin of Shloshim, their Cheshbin of Shloshim comes with the Miktsas Yom Kekulo. So you should at least be able to rely on the Miktsas Yom Kekulo. That's the Svara. So that's the Svara. So Miman of Shach, if you go after the people who were there B'yom HaKvura, you count Miktsas Yom Kekulo. And if you don't go with the people that were there at the Kvura, then you count Yom HaMisa, because that's really the Ikar Adin. If someone is not informed about, if they're dafka making a concerted effort to create a situation of a Shmur Rechoka, then even if you hold Meikar Adin, you can count from the Yom HaMisa, but if you're making a concerted effort to create a Shmur Rechoka, you might as well avoid the Machlokas, right, and not inform the person until, and we'll discuss whether you're allowed to do that, just not tell the person about the Petira, but assuming you're allowed to do that, which we'll see you are, assuming you're allowed to do that and just not tell the person about the Petira, in certain circumstances at least, it's better to wait until both 30 days from the Yom HaMisa and the Yom HaKvura, and that way you don't get involved in any machlokas. So far so good? No questions? We're good? Okay, so now, what happens if you find out on day 30 itself, right? That's the thing we said we will discuss. So the Rush quotes a machlokas, if you find out on day 30 itself. The Bahag and the Rif in Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph Daf Hei Rif and the Rambam and the Ramban also in Torah Sadam hold that it has a din of day 29. And then the Rush quotes, but there is another Shita that it has a din like day 31, meaning day 30 itself is already Mixiyom Kekulo and you count it like the next day. What's the Svara? So there's a Gemara in Bechoros, Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara says in Bechoros, Hakol Modim Le'inyin Avelus, Di Yom Shloshim Ki Yom Shalafanav. That everyone says, everyone agrees when it comes to Avelus, that day 30 is like day 29. Damar Shmuel, Halach Kedivre Mekel Ba'avel. Because Shmuel says, Halach Kedivre Mekel Ba'avel. So says the Rif and the Chidush Eran, that you see from there, that you say, Mixayom Kekulo, and that Kol Shashama B'yom HaShlosh Matzmo, it's considered to be a Shmua Rechoka. And the Gemara means to say that if you find out, Shemes Lechem Mikrovav, B'yom HaShlosh Matzmo, it's as if you found out on Yom Lamed Aleph, and you're not knowing Avelus, you're only knowing Yom Echad Kedin Shmur Rechoka. Well, how does that Gemara say that? So again, what does the Gemara say? That everyone agrees that if you hear on Day Shloshim, it's Kilafanav. It's like the previous day, because Halacha Kedivrei Mekel Ba'avel. Why is that Halacha Kedivrei Mekel Ba'avel? Where's the Kula in that, in saying that it's Kilafanav? So apparently what the Gemara is saying is that Halacha Kedivrei Mekel Ba'avel, in that we say Miktsas Yom Kekulo, that it has a din of Miktsas Yom Kekulo, and therefore that counts as the final day of the Shloshim. But that's it. On that, at the earliest moments of that day, it counts as the final day of the Shloshim, and then after that, it's already a Shmur Rechoka. The Rush says, well, that has nothing to do with anything. That whole sugya and Becharos, totally different sugya. It's not talking about Avelis, it's not talking about Shloshim, it's not talking about Meaning what it's talking about is whether you observe Avelus for whether a child who survived 29 and a half days is considered a Bar Kayama or not. Whether he's considered someone who's a viable child. It has nothing to do with Mitzvah Kekulo and Dine Avelus. So any raya you're going to bring for the Gemara B'choros is going to be totally irrelevant. And therefore, says the Rosh, we pass like the Bahag, that it's a Shmuel Krova, that the entire day 30, there's no Mitzvah Kekulo on Shmuels. That if you find out on day 30, the entire day 30 is still a Shmuel Krova, you only hit Shmuel Rechoka status when you hit day 31. You don't say any Mitzvah Kekulo on Shmuel Krov and Shmuel Rechoka, and that's how the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin over here, that the entire day 30 is a Shmuel Krov. The Rosh writes that you don't see Mixiyom Kekulo on day 30. He brings a Raya from the Gemara, because the Gemara says that the Gemara says over here in Moed Katan that this is a pretty strong Raya that the Rosh has, forgetting the Gemara in Bechoros, because he thinks that's not a Raya at all. But we have a pretty strong Raya from the Gemara here, because the Gemara says Shama Shmuel Krova B'Shabbos Ulamotsoi Shabbos Nasis Rechoka. What happens if you hear a Shmuel Krova on Shabbos, but it's Shabbos, can't be no regular Avelus, and then a Motsoi Shabbos is already a Shmuel Rechoka? So says the Rosh, well, what's the Hechitimsa? Meaning, if every time day 30 is already considered a mix, you're going to apply Mitzvah Kekulo, right? So then, what does it mean that you hear a Shmuel Krova on Shabbos, the Motzai Shabbos becomes Rechoka? It should become Rechoka on Shabbos itself, after Mikzas Hayom. Why does it only become Rechoka on Motzai Shabbos? It must be, because you have to wait till the entire day is over, and only then does it become a Shmuel Rechoka. That's, he says, that it must be that Shabbos is day 30, right? Because otherwise, it doesn't become Rechoka right away on Motzai Shabbos, right? I mean, it can't be talking about where Shabbos is day 29. And then on Motzai Shabbos, it becomes a Rechoka because of Mixiyom Kekulo, because then it does not become a Rechoka right away on Motzai Shabbos. After Motzai Shabbos, you would still need a Mixas Hayom of day 30. So it can't be that Shabbos day 29. It must be talking about a case where Shabbos is day 30, right? And Shabbos day 30, and we're still saying that it's only a Motzai Shabbos that it's going to become a Shmuel Rechoka. That's a pretty strong Raya. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Sefal that you don't say Mixiyom Kekulo on a Shmuel Krova, even though generally you say Mixiyom Kekulo. Why? Because it's only when you're Noe Gavelus that you say Mixiyom Kekulo. Not when just Stam, you're cheshbening how long it's been since the person died. Right, when there's some sort of nihug, there's some sort of of accounting that's going on, of a practice that's going on, so then you'll say Mitzvah Kekulo in the practice of that Avelus. So good, so by Shiva you say Mitzvah Kekulo, by Shloshim you say Mitzvah Kekulo, but say Mitzvah Kekulo when there's no nihug, it's just a matter of cheshbening how long it's been since the Petira. So that's why the Rosh and the Bahag say that we don't do that, and that's how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. What about Mixas HaLaila? So even though the Rosh says that even by Laila there would be a din of Mixiyom Kekulo, and he says, the Rosh writes at one point that really if you apply Mixiyom Kekulo by Avelos, it should be even by Laila, and it's just that it's the Derech Bnei Adam anyway to remove their shoes by Laila, so there is no Nihug really that makes it obvious that you're doing Avelos, and that's why we don't say Mixas HaLaila Kekol Hayom, both Legabe Shiva and Legabe Shmuel Rechoka. And on the flip side, you have a Rashba and a Tshuva and some Tafta Vav who says that, maybe you never say Mixas HaLaila Kekulo just because the Pasuk says Vayas La'aviv Evel Shivas Yamim, right, by Yaakov Avinu. So we learn that it says Yamim, that Avelus is not Noeg B'Laila, it's only Noeg B'Yom, nor the Dinim of Mixas Hayom at least, because Chazal generally Darshan, whenever it says Yom, that it's Yom V'lo Laila, and therefore Mixas Hayom only applies B'Yom and not B'Laila. But the Rosh says B'Shem Rabbeinu Meir, and there's how we paskin that for a Shmuel Rechoka, not this is how we paskin, because we paskin that we don't say Mixayom, but if you were to say Mixayom, according to those Rishonim, that you would say Mixayom Kekulo, even about a Shmuel Rechoka, then Mixas HaLaila would also count. It's only by Nihuge Avelus that you would have to wait for Mixas Hayom. The Alkut Yosef in Siman Lamed Daled HaArabeis, he writes that the Hesber HaDavar is that by Shmuel Rechoka there's no chalos on the zman of Avelus. You just need to be noheg some sort of nihuge Avelus, and therefore I'm saying it wrong. Meaning, the discussion about mixas halayla is not about how we're cheshbening from the Shmur Rechoka. Meaning, Eino Chinami, we paskin that to cheshben the Shmur Rechoka, you need to pass the 30 days. And day 31, that becomes your Shmur Rechoka. Good. Now you have a Shmur Rechoka, right? What do? So you have to be noeg avelus for mixas hayom. You only have to be noeg avelus for a few minutes. You don't have to be noeg avelus for that long. Can that be fulfilled Belaila? Can that be fulfilled Belaila? So it's a separate discussion. So again, we had one discussion about how to cheshbin, whether this is a Shmur Krov or a Shmur Rechoka. We had a Raya from Bechoros one way, a Raya from Moed Katan the other way. The Raya from Bechoros, the Rosh said, was not a good Raya. The Raya from Moed Katan is a good Raya. So Shmur Krov or Shmur Rechoka is determined purely 100% without Miktas Hayom. It's got to be the full 30 days pass. Now, move over, new discussion. Now that you're going to observe Avelus of only Yom Echad, and that Yom Echad, the Gemara says, is only a Miktsas Hayom. You only have to observe Avelus of a Miktsas Hayom. So what counts as a Miktsas Hayom? Do we count Miktsas Halayla as Miktsas Hayom? Or does it need to be Miktsas of the actual Yom? So now let's say it again. The Rush writes that really, for all Dinei Avelus, Miktsas Halayla should count as a Miktsas Hayom. Bein la'avelus shiva, bein la'miktsas hayom of a Shmur Rechoka. It should really count. But it can't because no nihug that you do at night is so evident that it's a nihug avelus. What do? You take off your shoes? Well, when you come home at night after a long day, you know what people do? They take off their shoes. They put on their slippers after a long day at night, right? That's what they do. I was just listening to an interview with Rav Moshe Weinberger. They asked him, what's the deal with the robe that he keeps wearing at those fireside chats? He said, that's what I wear when I come home at night. So I'm home, so I'm wearing the robe that my father made me, you know. So that's what a normal person does. At the end of the day, they take off their shoes, they change it, you know. So there's going to be no obvious nihug of avelus, and therefore we don't say miktsas. That's the only reason we don't say miktsas halayla kol hayom, both linyan shiva and the inyan shmor rechoka. On the other side, again, the Rashba, Shalz Juv's Rashba, Chelek Aleph Simon Tav Tav Vav, that from the fact that it says, Vayas La'aviv Evel Shivas Yamim, it's fundamental that Mitzayom Kekulo Avelus doesn't apply, not that the Dinim don't apply at night, but that the counting of Avelus can't count at night. It can only count B'yom. And that's what Chazal learned, that Yom, from the word Yom, that it's not a din in night, it's got to be a din in day. But then the Rosh quotes B'Shem Rabbeinu Meir, that for a Shmur Rechoka, you could do Miktsas Halayla. But for Shiva, you need to have Miktsas Yom, a split. When it comes to Shmur Rechoka, where you only need part of one day, so part of one day can even be part of one night, it doesn't need to be daytime. But when you're counting Shiva, it's got to be B'Yom. Why? He says, because when it comes to Shiva, you need Sfira. You need to count 7 days. It's a melos. It's a series of days. And for a series, you need a yom. But when it's just a single day, then you only need Miktsas Halayla. And this is what the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Siman Tav Beis over here. And Yalkut Yosef, he explains, he's Masbir in Siman Lamed Aleph Ha'ara Beis. He's Masbir that by a Shmur Rechoka, there's no chalos avelus on that zman. You just need to do a nihug of avelus. So if you do any sort of nihug, I don't care about the particular zman that it was. The din of a Shmur Rechoka doing a miktsas hayom means he just has to do a nihug, he does the avelus, that nihug of avelus, he's done. It's not a din in the zman, as opposed to a shiva has to be for a hemshech of shivas yamim of 7 days. Good, so that has to be a miktsas hayom. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, when we say that it's got to be, you know, for a Shah Achas, the Shulchan Aruch says Shah Achas, Lav Davka Shah Achas. Even 15 minutes is also good. And in Yabia Omer, Chelek Beis Yardesim Chavches, he points out that Shah Achas obviously doesn't mean Shah Achas, meaning that he's Mochiach, he's Marich to be Mochiach, that 15 minutes is also Shah Achas. You know, Yesh Kona Olamo B'Shah Achas, it means 59 minutes and he can't be Kona Olamo, you know, he can't be Kona Olamo. But no, of course not. Meaning it means that Shah Achas means a moment of time. So we just mentioned that for Shmur Rechoka, you only need a little bit of Avelus. So how do we see that? So I should have led with this. The Gemara says in Daf Chaf Amar Aleph that Rebbe Chiya asked le Shmur Rechoka, right? He found out about the death of a relative. Samle l'shami, chalotz l'shami, he told the shamish, chalotz li menali, v'aloch kele achrei lebeis amerchatz. Take off my shoes, and schlep my kelim to the Beis HaMerchatz. Shmamina tlas, says the Gemara. You see three things. Shmamina avel asabina sandal. An avel can't wear leather shoes. Good, we know that already. Shmamina shmur ruchoka einu nuages ela yamechad. Ushmamina miksas yom kikulo. You see, because he did this whole niyugavelus all in one day. So you see, miksas yom kikulo, it counts as that one day. So how long does it have to be? So we said 15 minutes. The Ramban in Torah Sadam says, wait a second. He says, Kashali, my had the karmina novel also been in the sandal, klomer b'shmur rechoka, pshita, el b'mayno hagas yamechad. He says, of the three, you know, shmaminos over here, clearly we're saying, from this case of a shmur rechoka, we're learning some great chidushim. Okay, so one great chiddush that it's only one day. Another great chiddush that one day means 15 minutes. Whoa, that's a big chiddush, right? But the third chiddush, and when he's observing avelus, no leather shoes. Whenever anybody observes avelus, there's no leather shoes. What's the great chiddush that he has to take off his shoes? So he says, the Ramban writes, v'nir li de'ena noheges al yomechad ka'omer lomar shedayo mikol gzeres avelus. The chalitzas minol of sandalo, the einu tzorich sheilich lebeso v'yichva mitoso v'yisatev berosho, meaning the chiddush that he's not allowed to wear leather shoes. The chiddush is not that he's not allowed to wear leather. Of course, not allowed to wear leather shoes. He's novel for those 15 minutes. The chiddush is that he doesn't have to go and make sure that he takes care of all the other nihugi avelus. He doesn't have to go and do ativas arosh. He doesn't have to go and do kfiyas hamita. Shari reb chilo asa ella chalitzas minolav. All he did was remove his shoes. Umiyad halach lebeis amerchatz, and then he went straight to the beis amerchatz. He didn't go home. Where's his kviyas amita? Where's his atifas arosh? V'chein b'malacha urechitza v'sicha v'tashmish v'kriyas Torah b'kula no na klum. Where did he ever do all of the other nehugei avelus? Says the Ramban. V'chein adinami b'misha ein lo menalim beraglev shemis atif kavelo kavamita sosha achas v'yotzi yidei chavasot. Says the Ramban. And if he's not wearing leather shoes already, let's say he's already wearing his sneakers, he's already wearing his running shoes, or he's, you know, stam hanging out in his house, so he's already just wearing, like I am right now, he's already wearing just his slippers because he's in his house, so it doesn't make a difference. So then the halacha would be, so do something else. So do something else. Any single niyug of avelus would be good enough. The Aruch HaShulchan points out, nowadays would be yeshiva al gabi karka. Right now, that's the symbol of Avelus. We don't do Kfiyas Amita anymore. Atifas Arosh, is very iffy nowadays. Chalitzas Menalov, I don't know if he's wearing sneakers. You know, nowadays, it would be Yeshiva Al Gabi Karka. So certainly, if he's in the middle of being Osik B'Malacha, or he's in the middle of taking a bath or something, or he's in the middle of learning, and he gets a Shmur Rechoka, he'd have to stop for that Shah Achas, for the Avelus. And then, Mikol Makom, he's not Yotze the Chiyuv Shmia just by stopping. He's got to do something positive in the Avelus, some Nihug, some active Nihug Avelus. So that's what the Ramban points out. That's the Chiddush of Shmur Rechoka, that it's not only that it's one day and it's Mitzas Yom, it's that his positive Nihug Avelus only have to constitute one thing. One act of positive Nihugei Avelus without, and in those 15 minutes, not to actively violate any of the Yisurei Avelus, and good, that's the Shmua. That's what we were talking about before when we were saying that the Pshat in the Shmua is not that it becomes a Yom of Avelus. If it became a Yom of Avelus, he'd have to observe all the halachas of Avelus. It's that there's a Chiyuv of a Nihug Avelus. So he's got to do a Nihug of Avelus for some time, for some short amount of time. The Ramban further writes that if he's wearing tefillin, he doesn't need to take them off. Because a Shmur Rechoka is no more chamur than the second day of Avelus. And on the second day of Avelus, if he's already wearing tefillin, he doesn't have to take off the tefillin. There's a question, does that mean that he doesn't put on tefillin on the day of a Shmur Rechoka, that he wouldn't put on in the first place? Because you say it's no more chamur than the second day. Well, the second day, if they're Panim Chadashos, you don't put on tefillin either. So that's how some of the Achronim want to be medayik from that Ramban. Okay, so let's see what the questions are before we go on. Why should counting need a daytime count? Sfiras Omer doesn't need to be counted at daytime. Adrab, Sfiras Omer's got to be counted at night, right? Because of Tamimus. So the Svara is Evel Shavas Yamim, that it's Yamim Velo Leilos, that we're dashing from the Pasuk. If the reason Miksiyam at night doesn't work for Shmur Rechokas, because it's not evident that they're doing Avelos, right, according to the Rush, is it any more evident when he does a quick act of Avelos the next morning for Miksiyam during the day? Yeah, it is, because he's got to actually do something, right? Meaning, if he's already not wearing leather shoes, so then it doesn't count. He has to actually remove his shoes at a time where it's abnormal to remove his shoes. If he removes his shoes at night, what did he do already? He didn't do it. He always removes his shoes at night. But if he removes his shoes in the middle of the day, right, you go into the guy's office and he takes off his shoes. So, okay, it's true. There's the chevron in the Beis Medrash that walks around without their shoes. You know, so there are people that do. But the assumption in the times of the Gemara was that people didn't do that. Does the chakir mixing of splitting the day or being no for mixing play a role in this discussion? Does it play a role in this discussion? It plays a role. The question is how, right? You got to figure out, you know, in terms of that mix. Is there a din that he has? Meaning, I think what we're trying to say over here is we're trying to avoid the role that you know that plays. We're trying to say you don't have a din of a yom echad of avelus. You have a din of a niug of avelus. So you don't even need the mikzah yom to be a full yom within the mikzah, you know, that the mikzah counts as a full yom. There's no din of a full yom. There's a din of a niyug avelus, and that's meaning the nature of the din over here. But yeah, but I could certainly hear the lamdas the other way that no, you have a din of a yom echad, and this is a mitzvah yom echad. But that's not the mahalich we're taking right now. The Gemara goes on to say, Daf Chaf Amral, Rabbi Chanina Asile Shmua Da'avua Mi Bechuzoi, that he heard about his father dying. So he came to Rav Chista, Amle Shmua Rechoka Einu Hagis Al Yomechad. So he asked the Shaila, what do we use? Told Shmua Rechoka is only Yomechad. So the Ramban and the Rush write that you see that Shmua Rechoka is Shaykh by Avivi Imo also. That it's not just a kula we have for Shar Krovim, Shmua Rechoka is something that's Nogaya for Avivi Imo as well. The Rush quotes from the Ramban that if you hear a Shmur Rechok, Alav V'Imo, he's still not allowed to get a haircut at Shiyugrubo Chaverov. Meaning, even though you have this din of only Yom Echad, Miksiyom Kukulo, and there's no Shloshim, Yud Beis Chodesh he still has, right? So any din that goes past Shloshim, like at Shiyugrubo Chaverov, that's still going to happen. And Gihut, until Yagia Regal, V'Yugrubo, Lebeis HaMishto, Shele Shalom, Kol Yud Beis Chodesh, all the dinim of Yud Beis Chodesh, all the dinim are still going to apply. So the Torah writes, yes, true, all dinim of Yud Beis Chodesh, but they don't start on the Yom HaShmuah, meaning they'll backtrack to the Yom HaMisa, right? Meaning that's when or Yom HaKvura, that discussion we had before. That's where the Yud Beis Chodesh Yom HaKvura, right? Not Yom HaMisa. The Yud Beis Chodesh will go back to the Yom HaKvura. The Darkei Moshe in Os Aleph writes in the name of the Mordechai. The svara for this is because the whole idea of Yud Beis Chodesh is because Mishpat Rishon BeGehenim is Shem Asur Chodesh. So that's where we get the number Yud Beis Chodesh, because that's how long someone might be spending in Gehenim. But they don't start their stint in Gehenim when you hear about their Misa. They start their stint in Gehenim when they die, or when, you know, or when the Kavura happens. So even if he's a Rasha, he was ready Makabel Dino for Shnei Masur Chodesh from the Yom HaKavura, so you never have to be Misabel, you know, anything. So once it's past Yud Beis Chodesh, then it's just Shah Achas and nothing, right? Then, you know, then, but up until the Yud Beis Chodesh, from then, you'd have to observe the Avelis. So that's the Halacha. The Rush in Siman Lamed Daled says further, that by Shmur Rechok Alav V'Imo, your Korea, because of kavod, and al shar krovim you're not korea. For Shmur Rechoka, all he said was take off my shoes. Where's his kriya? So if it's alav v'imo, he needs to be korea. The Rambam says no. Even alav v'imo, you're not korea. The Gemara never says you're korea for a Shmur Rechoka, for any kind of Shmur Rechoka. So the Rambam says no kriya at all. Kesef Mishnah points out that the Ramban and the Rif paskin like the Rush. So in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tav Bei, Sif Dalet, he says that when you hear Shmur Rechoka, Alav V'Imo, you do have to be Korea, and even if you hear Alachar Yud Beis Chodesh, you have to be Korea, Alav V'Imo. On Shar Krovim, you're not Korea by Shmur Rechoka. Good, so that's as far as Korea is concerned. For Shmur Rechoka, another Chiluk between Av V'Imo and Shar Krovim. So a couple of Chilukim so far between Av V'Imo and Shar Krovim. Chiluk number one between Av V'Imo and Shar Krovim is that by Shar Krovim it's done. You have that one Nihug and there's nothing left. by Avi V'Imo, you still have the dinim of your Beis Chodesh that are still Nogeya, right? And the second Chalik is the din of Kriya, even though the Rambam is not Mechalik, but we Paskin, like the Rush and the other Rishonim, that Avi V'Imo, you still have the din of Kriya La'achar Shlosh and Bayashmor Rechoka, but there's no din of Kriya when it comes to Shar Krovim. Now, there is a machlokas in the Gemara, Rabbi Mani and Rabbi Chanina, whether there's a chiv kriya on Shmur Rechoka, right? Meaning in general, not by Avim, in general, whether there's a chiv kriya. So we pask in like the shita that we're eino korea by Shmur Rechoka. The yisoda machlokas is, can you be korea without avel shiva? Right? Is there a din of kriya when there's not going to be a din of avel shiva? So the Ramban writes, therefore, that you korea love the emo, because you have avelus even by a shmur rechoka. Meaning, you're right, you don't have shiva, but you still have your Beis Chodesh. Meaning, these two differences, says Ramban, are connected to each other. It's not just, you know, that, oh, they're two separate chilukim, that they one follows from the other. Kriya is a function of dine avelus. So if you don't have dine, you just have one nihug, but no real dine avelus, you're not going to have a chi of kriya. But if you have actual dinei avelus, like a Yud Beis Chodesh, then you're going to have a chi of kriya. And that's what the Rush says as well. Not like they say in the name of the Ravid, that you're not korea, and like the Rambam, that you're not korea on the Shmur Rechoki, even al Avivi Imo. La Halach, the Beis Yosef says that since the Rif and the Rush and the Ramban are maskim l'deya achas, hachi naktinan, even though it's against the Rambam. Now, let's say you're not sure if it's a Shmur Krov or a Shmur Rechoka. So in Yalkut Yosef, in Sim Lam Dal Rosei, he says you should be Mekel not to be Korea, because Kriyas Midrabanan Besveka Azlinon Lekula. That's against Rosh Shlomo Kluger in Shut Tuv Tam Vidas Tlisa'a Chelik Beisim Reish Yud Ches, who's machmir by a Safik Kriya, because Kriya is Minatar and Safik Dara is Al-Khumra. In Yabia Omer, he shows that we must assume Kriya is Drabanan, Ayin Sham, we already had the Shirim on Kriya. Now, it sounds from there that it's Pashat, that Safik Shmur Krova, Safik Shmur Rechoka, that you're not Misabel, because Allah Gdivre Mekel Ba'avel. That's really telling the machlok saposkin, whether you're misabel on a savik shmur krov, a savik shmur rechok. The Taz in Shinsa Design Sivkat Beis quotes from a Bach and Mari Ben Lev that passes the chumra. Why? Hemen al meis al cheskaso, the hashtu hu demes. Meaning, last time you saw him, he was alive, right? So you assume he died if you're not sure whether he died less than 30 days ago or more than 30 days ago, you have to assume that he had a cheskas chayim. So he was alive for as long as it possibly could have been, and therefore you assume that it's a shmur krova. The Taz himself, though, says, nah, you don't say a cheskas chayim unless it's not mevura shemes. But when you know that he's definitely dead now, then you don't say a cheskas chayim. The chazakat ahashta counters the chazakat meyikara. If I don't know what his status is right now, good, I have a cheskas chay. But I know right now he's dead. So then the chazakat ahashta is going to counter the chazakat meyikara. That's how the Taz says. Nekudas kesef is docha the rayos of the Taz. In Shevet Alevi, Simon Reish Yud Gimel, he says that nowadays it's very easy to be mevarer. So if he was not yet mevarer, you have to be machmir kshit sabach, because that's his own fault for not being mevarer, what the halach is. Rav Salvejik has an interesting ha'ar over here. He tries to explain shitas ha-tosos. Tosos and davchav, you know, the Gemara over there says, machlok shermani Rabbi Chanina, whether you're korea, when you hear a shmua krova b'shabbos and becomes ruchoka motzai shabbos. So Tosa says, yeah, but kuli alma lo pligi, that if you're a shmua ruchoka on a weekday, that you're not korea at all, right, on a shmua ruchoka. That's what Tosa says. So Rav Salvejik explains that as follows, that there are really two dinim in shmua ruchoka. Number one, shmua ruchoka is not mechayev avel shiva. It's not mechayev you in shiva. And number two, that it's not shaykh to be noheg nihuge shiva after Shloshim Yom Mishas HaKvura. Even though you're noeg shiva when you hear a shmua biyom chavches, let's say, and you observe all days of shiva, even those days that go beyond day 30, yeah, that's only because it's a malos that started betoch lamed yom. So that would be like a zava, that counts shiva nikiyim, even though shiva nikiyim extend beyond the yudal yom shebe nida l'nida. Once the malos starts earlier, so then it continues even afterwards. But one, again, that the mechayev of observing shiva can't start after Shloshim Yom, and then the second din of Shmor Rechoka is after Shloshim Yom, you can't have full Dine Shiva. You can't have the Chiyuvim of Avela Shiva. So therefore, if you hear La'achar Lamed, he's not going to be Korea. Because just like a Shmuel La'achar Lamed is not a Shmuel to be Mechayiv Avela Shiva, who Adin, it's not Mechayiv to a Kriya. But if you're a Shmua b'yom lamed, b'shabbos, or b'regel, and then la'erev, it's nasis rechoka, so then it's a Shmua that is mechayev avelos. It's just that you couldn't be knowing avelos shiva based on that Shmua, because the shloshim yom is already over before the avelos has a chance to be chal. And that's the machlokas, Rabbi Mani and Rabbi Chanina, whether you're Korea or not. Do we say that for the Chi of Kriya, it's enough that the Shmua happened B'tok Shloshim, so there's a Mechayev for the Avelos B'tok Shloshim, so the Mechayev of Avelos is Mechayev in the Kriya also? Or do you say, no, you need a Kiyum of Avelos, you need Nihuge Avelos to actually happen in order to be Mechayev Kriya? Meaning there's no doubt, says Rav Soloveitchik, that there's a connection between Kriya and Avelos. The question is the connection between Kriya and Avelos a connection between Kriya and the Mechayev Chayev of Avelos? Or is it a connection between Kriya and the Nihugim of Avelos? Because if the day 30 is on Shabbos, and Motzai Shabbos, it's already Shmur Rechoka, so it's going to turn out that the Mechayev happened while it was still, there was a Mechayev of Avelos, but there were no Nihuge Avelos, because they know what happened on Shabbos, and Motzai Shabbos is already Rechoka. So there are no Nihuge Avelos. So which one is Kriya a function of? And he says, and that's why Rabbi Mani says to Rabbi Chanina in the Gemara, Bish I say that you're not Korea Mishum Deloika Avela Shiva because there's no Avela Shiva. Elidach Damit Korea below Korea below Shiva Miika. How can you have a Kriya below Shiva? Meaning we never find Kriya on Krovum without Nihuge Shiva. Because Kriya is one of the Nihuge Shiva. It's one of the Nihuge Avelus. Which is a tricky thing to say. That it's one of the Nihuge Avelos, because remember, Kriya Luchud, Avelos Luchud, on some level, it's one of the Nihuge Avelos. That's how Rav Soloveitchik, explained. Any more comments over here? Let's see what we got. What's the Makar Svar of the Kula of Shmur Rechoka in general? Meaning, is it a Dinda Oraisa? Or a Dinda Ram? Meaning, the Gemara, the Makar is Daf Chaf Amiral from Mesechus Moed Katan. So where does it come from? Yeah, probably something to do with not being a Shas Chimum, and Avelis only being a Shas Chimum, probably something like that, but I'm not sure. The Gemara says, I don't know, does anyone know any further details about that? No? Okay, so I don't know. The Beis Yosef then quotes in Nemuka Yosef, Daf Yud Beis Amad Aleph, B'dapei Arif, and the Mordechai in Tav Pei Gimel, that we don't do a Sudas Havra for a Shmur Rechoka. And that's what Shulchan Aruch passes in Siv Gimel as well. And the Levush explains because there's not real Merirus by a Shmur Rechoka. Ayein, what we discussed about Sudas Havra, right? What Sudas Havra? Sudas Havra in Niyug Avelus or Sudas Havra Dinin Nichem Avelus? So if it's a Dinin Niyug Avelus, I understand very well, Shmur Rechoka, you don't need a Sudas Havra. He only needs one Niyug Avelus. So he's Cholitz Menalav. So what do you need to do with Sudas Havra? Right, if it's a din in nichum avelim, so there's no din nichum avelim either by Shmur Rechoka. So whichever way you do it, whichever way you say it, you're not going to have a sudas avra. By Shmur Krova, the Rosh writes that we know din avra and all din avelim is just like Yom HaKvura. That's what we already said. The klal is, the Shmur Krova is the same thing as Yom HaKvura. So then you would still have a sudas avra. But by Shmur Rechoka, you understand very well that you're not going to have a sudas avra, whichever way you want to understand sudas avra. But we keep on referring, you know, we used it as a raya, we keep on referring back to this case. If what happens if a person has a Shmur Krova on Shabbos Yantav, then the Motzai Shabbos Yantav becomes Rechoka. So the Gemara talks about that, right? And the Gemara says, you're only Mesabel Yom Echad, you treat it like a Shmur Rechoka. So the Rosh quotes from the Ramban, the Rosh in Simul Lamed Aleph quotes from the Ramban, that Shabbos or Regel, during that Shabbos or Regel, you need to be Noeg Dvarim Shel Tzina, because it's still a Shmur Krova. Meaning on Shabbos Yantav, it's still a Shmur Krova, so you still need to be Noeg Dvarim Shel Tzina. But if you're a Shmur Rechoka on Regel, you don't need to be knowing anything until after Regel, and then you do your Shah Achas of Chalitzas Menalav after Regel. The Aruch HaShulchan explains in Sif Zayin, because the whole Chiyuv is to do something Bepoel Mamish Menyane Avelus for Shah Achas that is demonstrative of Avelus. The very concept of Dvarim Shebitzina is that it is not being demonstrative about your Avelus. So if the whole chiyuv of a Shomer Rechoka is only to do something that's demonstrative about your avelus, it would be ridiculous to do anything on Shabbos Yantiv, whereas Dvarim Shabbatzina, which means not to be demonstrative about your avelus. So you're going to do something on Matzoy Shabbos, Matzoy Yantiv. But Yosef quotes from a Rashba, he asks the question that if Shabbos is Olo Laminin Avelus and you know Dvarim Shabbatzina, why don't you say that the Avelus was Chal on Shabbos and becomes a Shmur Krova? I mean, why is it that if he finds out, if Shabbos is day 30, and he's got to be knowing Dvarim Shabbatzina on Shabbos as if he's in Shiva? So shouldn't that be the same as finding out on day 29 when, you know, on day 30, when day 30 is Tuesday? And then you sit the full Shiva? Why would this be any different? He's actually being knowing Avelus. So the Rashba answers that even though Shabbos is Olo L'minin Avelus, but since you're only knowing Dvarim Shabbatzina can't be the Goreim of a full-fledged Avelus. Because the Goreim cannot be weaker than the Avelus itself. Meaning we assume that the Goreim of the Avelus is day one, which you have to assume, right? Because what happens if you find out on day 30? He sits a full Shiva. What do you mean? How could he be sitting Shiva day 31, 32, 33? That's all Rechoka. No, but you go Basur Ikara. And the Goreim is day one, is right when you find out. But you can't have a Goreim that's more Kal than the Shiva that follows. So since on Shabbos you're only going to have Dvarim Shabbatzina, it sounds like an Achron Shechilik. It's a Rashba, the Beisos, of course, a Rashba. Since the Goreim of the Avelus is that first day, and that first day is only Dvarim Shabbatzina, it can't then be more Chomer than everything else. In the Pnei Baruch, he quotes an unbelievable psak, though, from Rabbi Tzal Stern. You know who Rabbi Tzal Stern is? Yeah, he's going to be one of my, in my series of Ramosha Feinstein u Bnei Doro. I told you about that? I told you guys about that? I'm trying to put together the series. So he's one of my bar pluktas of Ramosha. So he was the Deborah Tzina Rav's brother. He was a Rav in Australia. So he has a lot of fascinating Zmanim tshuvas because, you know, people traveling to Australia face a lot of Zmanim issues. So Rav Bitzal Stern, I mean, originally in Debrecen, I assume, but then ultimately in Australia. So a Hungarian Rav made his way to Australia. So he writes that so Yitzchak Wai tells us the Rav of the Adas Yisrael Kehila. Okay, very good. So it's good to have some inside info. So the Rav Bitzal Stern writes in the tshuva, Chelik Aleph Simen Samach Vav, that a Ben Eretz Yisrael who is in Chutz Laaretz on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios, and then he gets a Shmur Krova, that on Motzoi Yom Tov Sheni becomes a Shmur Rechoka, right? But he's a Ben Eretz Yisrael. Is that a Shmur Krova or a Shmur Rechoka? So here was the case. The case was a guy went to visit his brother in Australia, right? And he's a Ben Eretz Yisrael who went to visit his brother in Australia. His brother is a Ben Australia. Right, so for his brother, Yom Tov Sheni is Yantiv. For him, it's not Yantiv. That Yom Tov Sheni, that for his brother is Yantiv, and for him is not Yantiv, is day 30 of the Misa. Right, let's assume Yom Misa Yom Kivur is the same day. Make it simple, right? It's day 30. So Matzah Yantiv is already Rechoka. So Rabbi Tzal Stern says two brothers, they both hear about the Petira on the same day. For one of them, there's no Shiva. For the other one, there is. Wow, right? You know, for the Ben Eretz Yisrael, it's hearing a Shmuel Krova on a Yom Chol. So for him, there's going to be a full Shiva. For the Ben Chutz Laaretz, there's not going to be a full Shiva. Wow. Another interesting psak in Chachma Shlomo and Archaim Sim Tafir Sadivav says that if you hear a Shmuel Krova on Purim and then Motzoi Purim, it becomes Ruchoka. It also has the din of a Shmuel Ruchoka. And not only that, if Purim is Chal Achara Shabbos, and he finds out on Shabbos, Erev Purim, and then after Purim it becomes Ruchoka, it's also Din of Shmur Ruchoka, meaning he could find out, there's like a trivia question. Is there a way that a guy could find out on day 29, and it's still going to be a Shmua Ruchoka? Yeah, day 29, then the next day is Purim, right? Or the next day is Yantif, or whatever. But even Purim. The tour in Simon Tav Beis quotes Machlokes Rishonim. If you hear about a Shmur Krova on Shabbos, whether that a Shmur Krova on Shabbos, right? What if a person finds out a Shmur Krova on Shabbos? How do you count the Shiva? Does it start with Shabbos or does it start with Sunday? So the tour quotes Machlokes Rishonim about that. The Smak and the Bahag say that it's Ola Leminyan Shiva, and therefore you get up Friday morning early, right? Because that's Miksiyam Kula. Rabbi Yechiel says, no, Shabbos doesn't count, and therefore the Shiva only ends on Shabbos. The Prisha quotes a Maharik that passings like Rabbi Yechiel, but in Shulchan Aruch Siv Zayin, the Mechaber passings like the Smak and the Bahag, that Shabbos is Olu L'minyan Shiva in such a case. Beis Yosef quotes a Mordechai also in Tav Tav Kuf Chav, that's Mesupik of Yerushmo Krova on Shabbos Erev HaRegel, whether the Shabbos counts toward the Shiva. Shulchan Aruch says that yes, that Shabbos does count toward the Shiva, even though it's Shabbos Erev HaRegel. Let's see. Yoni asks a question. Question about the Rashba. How can it be that Shabbos can't be the Gorim for the start of Shiva if we generally say that it counts as the first day of Shiva, if that's when he finds out his relative died by Shmur Krova? Yeah, that's a good point. Meaning, I guess, by Shmur Krova, I guess you don't need it to be the Gorim of the rest of Shiva in that case. Meaning, Sunday itself could be the Gorim of the rest of Shiva. Shabbos is just day one of it. But when it's going to be Nasis Rechoka the next day, it's only the only reason you're observing Avelis the next day is because of the previous day, because of the Shabbos. And that's when it's weaker. Right? You hear what I'm saying? Good. Okay. What time is it? Oh, we still have some time. Good. So is it possible, though, for a Shmur Rechoka to happen in less than 30 days? So the Ramban in Torah Sa'adam writes that there's a Shita, that if, let's say, some Meis L'Meis Be'erev HaChag, so Yom Echad Lefnei HaChag, V'Chag, V'Shmini Shalom, that's 21 days, and he's Shomea Shmua 9 days after that. Is that called a Shmur Rechoka? Meaning it's only 17 days after the person actually died. But it's 30 halachic days as far as Avelus would be concerned. So is that called the Shmur Rechoka? So the Ramban quotes Yesh Misha Omer that yes, and he's only knowing Yom Echad. The Ramban says, Svara Rechoka Ma'od. Right? Why is it a Svara Rechoka Ma'od? Because all the funny, the funny accounting is all about being knowing Avelus. But over here, we're not talking about being Noah Gavelus. We're talking about, well, what's Shmur Rechoka based on? L'chora, I guess this talks to who asked the question before? Elliot asked the question before, right? This talks to like what the svar of Shmur Rechoka is that more than 30 days later, it's not a Shaschimum anymore. Meaning it's not the time of the person's passing. And therefore, it's not a time that's appropriate for Avelus for that person. Because it's so distant, it's so far away from the time of his passing. So all your funny calculus in terms of how you're going to calculate the days, that works for Nihugim of Avelus. That works for how long you have to observe Avelus. But as far as, you know, how long it's been since the passing, that doesn't really help. So the Ramban says, Svara Rechoka Ma'od, to say such a thing. Tosfos Moed Katan says the same thing, that it's a Docha Gadol. Because it's Einu Mefurish Shum Makom, that you're going to count Shmur Rechoka Pachos Milam. And that's what Beis Yosef quotes from Ben Yeruchim in the name of the Balamar, and that's what Shulchan Aruch passes Sivches as well. That it's always got to be a full 30 days. We don't do any of these funny calculations. The Ramban writes further, Kosev Ritz Ben Geyos Zal, that Midamrin Rabbi Maisa Derav Rabbi Chia Darmalei, the Abba V'Ima Einun Kayamin. He found out in the story in the Gemara that both his mother and father were not alive. And then he said, okay, take off my shoes and hold it, Kalev Acharei LeBeis Amerechatz. So Shamin Mina, the Misha Shamashteshmus Ruchokas Biomechar, in Norgelena Liomechar, Kalamar Shah Achas. Meaning, even if you hear of two multiple deaths in the family, those same 15 minutes work for all of them. So that's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch and Siftes. Okay, weiter. Beis Yosef quotes Hamagos Maimonius Paragimel in the Mordechai in the end of Moed Katan, that someone who already davened Mariv, and it's still daytime outside, it's not Kochavim are not out yet. Nirla Rav Rabbeinu Meir, that he counts Miyom Machar. And that day is not Ololo. That day, even though it's still daytime, doesn't count toward a Shiva. Why? Because it would be Trey Kuli de Sasri Adadi. That once you daven Mariv, you made it Laila for you, so you cannot make it Yom to count as the first day of your Shiva. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Sif Yod Aleph. The Aruch HaShulchan explains in Sif Yod Gimel that if he didn't daven Mariv, but the Tzibur daven Mariv, then he can be makel to count that day as the first day. And the Shach writes, same in Shinayin Hey, Sifkat Yod Dalet. The Taz in Sifkat Zayin says that if he hears a Shmur Shemes Lameis from among those Krovim that he asked me Misabaleim on the Yom Shloshim Lamisa, after he already davened Mariv, he's still going to have to sit Shiva like a Shomea Shmur Krova B'toch Shloshim Yom. Meaning, we were just talking about a Shmur Krova, right? Meaning, he hears a Shmur Krova and he already davened Mariv, so Shiva starts the next day. But what about if he finds out a Shemur Rechoka on day 30 after he's having Marav, still broad daylight outside? Is that still considered within the 30 days? Is that going to be a Shemur Krova? Says the Taz of Katan Zayin, he still have to observe the full Shiva like a Shemur Krova, B'tok Shloshim, and not Shah Achas like a Shemur Rechoka, even though for him 30 days have passed. Why? Because we only say Yirmonim Yom HaMachras L'Chumra, but not L'Kula. And the Taz says you count the Shiva from that day, right? Clearly then you would start counting the 7 days from that day, even though you daven Marav already. So it comes out a little funny. When, I'm not funny, like haha, but it comes out a little unusual. When a person finds out about a death of a relative in a Shmur Krova situation after he's davened Mariv, let's say, what day is today? Wednesday. So he finds out tonight at 8 o'clock, it's before Shkia, but he's already davened Mariv because it's after Plag. He finds out 8 o'clock tonight after he's already davened Mariv, Wednesday is not day one of his Shiva, Thursday is day one of his Shiva. But let's say Wednesday is day 30, since the Patira, and he finds out on Wednesday, which is day 30. So says the Taz, then he's going to have to observe a full Shiva, because he's still within 30 days, and therefore, Wednesday counts as day one of the Shiva, even though he already davened Marv. Because you can't count Thursday as day one of the Shiva, Thursday is already Yishmur Rechoka! So it has to be that Wednesday is already day one of the Shiva. That's how the Taz writes. And Chidush HaGershuni over there, he says, no, not necessarily. He says, Ibcha Mestavra. He's Mechayiv to be Mesabel Kol Dina Avelis, Kol Yom HaShloshim, because he doesn't have... Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, right. So he says, Ein Biyad Olasos Laila B'Tfilaso, but Ein Olin Lol Demin Yeshiva, Me'achash HaSos Laila, Yefshal HaSos Yom, Lehepach Seder Olam. The Chidush HaGershuni disagrees. He says, you could have it both ways. You could be machmir in both directions. That he's going to need to sit a full Shiva, but the Shiva only starts from the next day. So even though he has to be noeg dine Shiva on that day, but the actual counting is only counts from that Thursday. So lefi that, it turns out so many years of Shmur Krova, after he davens Mariv, he should have to put on tefillin the next day. Because we only count the next day as day one of Shiva l'chumra, but not l'kula. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Shinai and Hesef Yotes. Pischei Tshuva says, put him on without a bracha. Interesting. Final thing I want to get to today. Yeah, we have time for it. Final thing I want to get to today. Oh, some Yitzchak, you have a short biography over here? Of Bezal Surin. That doesn't do him justice. His farim are in the Beis Medrash. Okay. Very nice. Oh, if we have time, could Rebbe discuss if it's mutter to delay telling someone? That's what I'm about to do. Okay, that's the last thing, last piece over here. You're allowed to not tell someone. So, Beis Yosef quotes in Mordechai, Tov Kuf Lamed Gimel, and it goes, Maimonius, Parak Vav Alach HaDalid, that Misha Meis L'Meis, and he doesn't know, there's no chova to tell him, even Aviv Imo, Val Zenemar, Motzi Dibo Huksil. But if he asks, you're not allowed to lie. You're not allowed to say that the person's alive, because the Pasuk also says, Midvar Sheker Tirchak. He also quotes, I goes, my money is in the name of Rashi, that you're even allowed to invite them to a wedding. And we quoted it already from Rabbi Dachasid, that if a husband knows that the wife lost a relative, and she doesn't know yet, he could have Tashma Shemitah with her. And all this Pasuk in Shulchan Aruch and Sifu Beis. The Ramah, though, adds, Banim Zacharim, the minig is to let them know, so that they could say Kaddish. But by daughters, there's no minig even to let them know. And even by Banim, the Pnei Baruch in Simcha Vav, Ha'ar Samach Tes, quotes from a Tshuvas Marash angle, Chelik Vav Simin Yud, that if there's another son saying Kaddish somewhere else, you don't have to tell this son, because Kaddish is already taken care of. Meaning the only Svara that you have to tell a son is so that Kaddish can be said. But if Kaddish is already being taken care of by someone else, then you don't have to tell them. Not everyone agrees to that. There's a Tshuvas Rabbi B'tzala Ranchberg, Simon Mem Vav, says, no, you got to tell all the sons. They need all the Kaddishim. That's an interesting machlokas about Kaddish, probably, right? That's what that machlokas is about. The only reason to tell them is because they'll summon Adam Reacha. That, you know, that's Maram Shik has a lashon in his Tshuva. Maram Shik writes in the Tshuva that if Losama, in Orachayim Simcha Vav, that if Losama Adam Reacha applies to physical things, right, his physical body, then for sure the neshama. And the neshama benefits greatly from the Kaddish. So that's a question, right? What does Kaddish do? Is Kaddish that you need someone saying, Geishmei Rabin, his chus. So as long as you have someone doing it, it's done. Or do you say, no, that each child can be mesakein something. And therefore, it's not ki'ilu, it's done. There's a similar tshuva in the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer has a tshuva where you had a guy who wasn't sure what day he had yahrzeit. He wasn't sure whether it was the fourth of the month or the fifth of the month. So the Chasam Sofer is a fascinating analysis based on the famous Ran and Psachim, right? The Ran and Psachim asked the Kasha, the Gemara says in Psachim Kof Ches, that is Machlokas, whether the Trei Kasi Kamayi Bayaseba, Trei Kasi Basrayi Bayaseba, the first two cups or the last two cups require a Seba. So the Gemara says, Hashla, some say the first two, some say the last two, so Edividi Bayaseba. So the Ran asked the Kasha, what do you mean, Savit Rabban Lakula? You shouldn't require a Seba at all? So the Ran says, yeah, but then you're not going to do a Seba. You'll say Savit Rabban Lakula on both of them, and then you won't do a Seba at all. The mitzvah won't be accomplished at all. The Mishnah Melech points out that the Ran and Masechet, so that's what you do on both. The Ran and Masechet Megillah has a different take, though. The Ran and Masechet Megillah talks about if you're not sure whether you're a walled city or a non-walled city, Mimos Yeshua Ben Nun, right? So do you read Megillah on Yedalar Tezvav? So Savit Rabban Lakula, but says the Ran, but then you're not going to read it at all, and therefore, read only on Yedalar. Mehechitesi only Yedalar. Why don't you say like you said in Psachim that you should do both? By the Kosos you do both. So Mishnah Melech is mitarets that when it comes to Megillah, there are cities that are going to read on Tesvav. There are cities that are going to read in Yedalad. The Takana is Mekuyam, no matter what. There are people reading, the Takana is Tesvav is Mekuyam, the Takana is Yedalad is Mekuyam. But when it comes to Dalad Kosos, everyone's got the same Shaila. So if you were to tell everyone to just do the first two Kosos, you're running the risk of the Takana not being Mekuyam. Because it could be that it's really supposed to be the last two kosos, and that's when you got to be machmir on both ends. So says the Chasam Sofer. So what do you say about a guy who's not sure whether to observe the yahrzeit on the fourth of the month or the fifth of the month? So says the Chasam Sofer. It depends. If he has other brothers somewhere else that know when the yahrzeit is, so this neshama is masuka. So he has his own personal suffix. He should only observe the first of the 2 days. But if the entire family has the same suffix, the neshama is not mesukan, is not getting the tikkun that it needs, so then you got to observe both days, as the yahrzeit. Wow. So it turns out the Chasam Sofer seems to be understanding that the tikkun that the neshama gets could be accomplished by anybody in the family. It doesn't have to be that it's a separate tikkun for each member of the family. I thought that if you have, let's say you have a child who's adopted, and he doesn't even know who his parents are, but you know who his parents are, and his birth parents die, do you have to tell him? I would think that would be a perfect example of where you don't tell him until after Shloshim, right, until after Shloshim Yom, so that it could be a Shmur Rechoka, and then he won't have to observe Avelus, right? I remember, I have to ask him again, but I asked Rav Shechter about this like 20 years ago, and he said, no, he has a mitzvah to observe Avelus Alav Avimo, he's chayiv in being Mechavid Avimo, so you should let him know. The Shulchan Aruch says not, right, that you don't have to let him know. Maybe Rav Shechter meant, and I'm just misremembering it after all the years, that you let him know sometime within the year, because din of kibud aveim, so you should at least observe the year of Avelus. But I don't see a reason to have to make him sit Shiva. I saw Minchas Yitzchak as a Shiva, there's no mitzvah of Avelus until he knows about Misas Krovav, and therefore don't tell him. Why should you let him know? In the Pesach Yichuv and Simchan Beis says, certainly don't tell them on Yantav or on Purim, because why would you be Moneah their Simcha, for no reason. But they say the Maisa, the one of Ruderman, was learning in Slobodka, that he was a young Bacher, and he was very, very far away from home, and his father died. And the Rosh Shiva, the Baal HaLavush Mordechai, Rav Epstein, said not to let him know until after Shloshim Yom. That there's no reason to have him. He's going to be so far away from home. He's not going to be with family anyway. So it's going to be too much for him to sit Shiva all alone, so far away, when he has no chance of returning home anyway. You got to have a lot of guts to make a call like that. The Badei HaShulchan points out that if the guy's going to be upset that he would have preferred to know, then you should really tell him. But poskim do struggle with the minhag now that's very prominent, especially in Eretz Yisrael, of hanging up signs all over the place. What happened to Motzi Dibur Ksiya? What happened to, it's foolish to spread bad news. We seem to get it all over the place as soon as we can. It's all over the internet and everything. So Achronim struggle with that, but that certainly seems to be the Minhag Yisrael. Okay, tomorrow, Bez Hashem, will be the last year of the Zman. We'll do some in Tav Gimel, Likud Atzamos. We'll start with some Parsha, so regular Thursday shiur. Okay? Everyone have a great day.